Hello, this is Eric Langhorst, and speaking of history, this is podcast number 3. It's July 17th, 2005, and I'm coming to you from Redmond, Washington. I'm currently sitting inside my hotel room, a Marriott in Redmond, a very, very nice hotel, and I'm here in Redmond for Microsoft's Innovative Teacher Forum. I talked a little bit in the last podcast about how I was selected to come to Redmond and participate in this. I'm very excited. I'm going to talk a little bit about the experience of getting here today and what I anticipate will happen tomorrow in day one of the forum. Started off very early this morning, got up at about 4 o'clock, and my wife Jamie took me to the airport in Kansas City at about 5 a.m., and we left Kansas City about 7, flew into Denver for a very short layover, and then flew on to Seattle. And even though I was not on the window seat, seeing Mount Rainier flying into Seattle, Washington, was incredible. You know, I'm a small town boy, grew up in Nebraska, live in Kansas City, so we don't get to see very many mountains out there. So seeing Mount Rainier, and it seemed like we flew right next to it. I'm sure we were, you know, 100 miles away or so, but it was just incredible. One thing that I did notice a lot on the flight in and then also in the airport was the number of iPods that were out, iPods, MP3 players. I haven't been in an airport for probably a year, and it just blew me away that almost everybody you saw had something in their ear, and it just kind of stood out for me, I guess, today. Also, I went to the back of the airplane to use the restroom at one point, and it seemed like almost every child had either a DVD player, an MP3 player, or a Game Boy that they were playing. It just amazes me how much things have changed in the last 5 to 10 years. And then also the beginning, when the flight attendant asked us to turn off all of our electronic devices, they went over kind of a litany of what needed to be turned off. And she mentioned handhelds, PDAs, laptops, cell phones, DVD players, iPods, Game Boys, PlayStations, went on and on. So that just kind of struck me kind of big time today that, oh my gosh, things are really, really changing. Got in today to Redmond. Redmond's a suburb of Seattle, actually the home of Microsoft. And it's a very nice area of town that we're in. There's a lot of shops right around the hotel, so I kind of walked around a little bit. Went to a Borders bookstore, and they have an amazing collection of computer books in that Borders. I guess you can kind of tell that this is where Microsoft is at. Probably, I would say, 5 times what a typical bookstore has as far as a computer selection. So just kind of walked around a little bit, hung out at the bookstore a little bit, had a really nice meal tonight at a place called the Claim Jumper. Not familiar with those in the Midwest. I asked the waitress, and she said they're in California. I think there's one as far east as Colorado. But had a really good meal there. And right now I'm just kind of relaxing in the hotel room, getting some stuff ready for tomorrow. And I really have a lot of emotions going into tomorrow. I'm excited about it. I'm a little bit nervous about it. I'm anxious about it. I know there's going to be a lot of sharing of ideas between teachers from all over the world, and so I'm curious to see how that will work. They say there's supposed to be about 70 to 80 educators from around the world, and 12 are from the United States, and I have not met anybody from the conference yet except for one gentleman that I shared a shuttle man from the airport to the hotel, and he is an instructor from the Philippines. Actually, he is from the Philippines, but he works for Microsoft in the Philippines. But he'll be attending the conference in some capacity. So I did meet one person, but all the activities pretty much start tomorrow morning, so I haven't had the chance to do any networking yet. They did ask us in an email about 2 weeks ago that if we wanted to present or share an idea of how we use technology in the classroom to kind of prepare a 5-minute presentation. And I picked out a lesson plan that I actually did about 5 years ago, and it's a fairly simplistic lesson plan, but as far as using technology effectively, I think it's probably one of the better lesson plans that I've created. It's called Huskers from Space, and essentially what it does is teach geography from the perspective of the astronauts and the space shuttle. As the space shuttle and as the International Space Station orbit around the Earth, they're continually taking pictures of the planet. And all those images are actually available for us to use in an educational setting without having to worry about copyright or any type of restrictions. They just ask that you cite them correctly and include what they call the mission role frame, so that you know exactly what mission it came from and what role of film it came from and then what frame it came from. This is actually something that I came across about 5 years ago when I took a Geon class where they had people from Houston come up, from NASA, come up to Nebraska and show a bunch of teachers how to use the images that they have in geography classes. So what I did with that whole idea was I took the images from space, and there's a website up. I'll try and put a link on my blog to include that. It's a NASA site, and you can download pictures from basically anywhere on the planet. They've taken pictures of almost every part of the world, and I've incorporated those into a PowerPoint. And when I did this lesson plan, I did it for 8th graders studying Nebraska history. That's how we got the name Huskers from Space, taking the nickname of the University of Nebraska. So I took a picture of Nebraska, and then I gave the students a corresponding list of the items that I wanted them to identify. Things such as towns, interstates, rivers, any type of physical landmark that they can see on the picture. And then on the blank PowerPoint slide, they had to label, using arrows and circles and text, the different landmarks. And then I also encouraged them to try and find additional things. Some of them found airports. Some of them found railroad lines. Some of them found some of the smaller rivers that I hadn't included on the master list. And then they handed that PowerPoint into me once it had all the labels. And then I, as a teacher, created a key that they could also compare it to once they were done. And it's one of the best examples, I think, of using technology and geography that I've used in the last couple of years. The students have loved it. They find it very interesting, and it really gives them a different perspective in many cases of land that they've grown up on or they live on, that they visited, but from a different perspective when you look at it from space. So that's the lesson that I'm going to present either tomorrow or on Tuesday. I'll find out tomorrow exactly at what point they want me to share that idea, but I'm a little bit nervous about it. It's not a very elaborate lesson plan, so I don't think it's going to knock anybody's socks off, but at the same time, I think it's easy to replicate, and then the nature of the forum being teachers from all over the world, I thought it would be something they could take home and use in their own geography classes. So that's what I'm presenting tomorrow. I sent in the slides. They sent kind of a template that they wanted us to work with, and I sent that in a couple days ago, and they're going to work with us tomorrow on the order and when we're going to get up and share. So a little nervous about that. I'm always nervous when I get up in front of my peers, considering that there's teachers from